Other Side of the Hill, two linked plays by Peter Luke based on his novel, which follows Arthur Wellesley, 1st Duke of Wellington, and the men and women who helped him between the years 1808 and 1814 to expel Napoleon's invading armies from the Iberian Peninsula. With Michael Pennington as Wellington, John Moffat as Major William Napier, Dominic Rickards as Captain Harry Smith, Cyril Jenkins as Juanita, Philip Sully as Don Julian Sanchez, June Tobin as Madre Soledad, and David March as Goya. In part one, Lord Wellington, as Commander-in-Chief of the British Army, laid siege to and finally took by storm the key town of Badajoz on the Portuguese border. In this, as in other battles, he had no help from the regular Spanish forces. On the contrary. Now the story is taken up by someone who not only played an active part in the Peninsular War, but who has also written the first and probably definitive history of these campaigns, Major, later General Sir William Napier of the 43rd Light Infantry. The Other Side of the Hill, Part 2, The Long Road to Waterloo.
Let me first say that the average Spaniard made as brave a fighting soldier as I have seen on a day's march. But the generals under whom he had to serve, oh dear. General Cuesta nearly caused us to lose the Battle of Talavera. General Ariathaga threw away an army at Ocaña near Madrid. And General Imath sold the fortress town of Badajoz to the French. Little surprise, therefore, if Wellington preferred working with the gallant and effective guerrilla troops, such as those commanded by Don Julian Sanchez, alias El Charo. In his headquarters outside Badajoz, Wellington briefed the guerrilla chief before withdrawing behind the lines of Torres Vedras in Portugal.
It is vital to my plan, Senor Sanchez, to have you in the Estremadura Mountains, straddling the French lines of communication. Marshal Marcena has many more men than I have, so I intend to stretch them and to starve them.
It suits my plans equally well, Senoria. It will be my pleasure to molest him. A shot in the dark, a knife at the throat. It will not be a happy time for any French on the road to Portugal.
Yes, good. But beware of your Spanish generals. As I've said before, they would rather suffer defeat than see the English winning battles on Spanish soil.
One junior officer whom Wellington kept tripping over, as it were, was a friend of mine, Captain Harry Smith of the 95th Rifles. Harry had just taken part in the storming of the fortress of Badajoz, which had, to their everlasting shame, been pillaged and raped and set on fire by drunken British troops. From the ashes of the town, Harry had rescued, intact, a girl of 14 called Juanita de los Dolores de Leon.
I'm Harry George Wakelin Smith. I'm a captain in the Rifle Corps, and I would consider it an honor if you would consent to be my wife.
My name is Juana Maria de los Dolores de Leon. I can sew, and I can cook, and I speak good French. I will be a good and true wife to you as long as I live.
Thus we left them in the 95th Rifles lines, with Badajoz burning in the background. But then an unexpected problem arose. In order for Harry to marry Juanita, a Catholic, they needed a priest. But all the clergy of Badajoz had fled with their antique bishop to the distant monastery of Guadalupe. The day was saved by a chance meeting with Don Julian Sanchez, shortly after his visit to the commander-in-chief.
Don Julian! Don't you remember me? Juanita de los Dolores.
Juanita! How could I recognize a beautiful butterfly when I last saw her as a little grub?
Overcoming his initial surprise at Juanita's announcement that she was hoping to marry his friend Harry Smith, El Charo solved their problem by introducing them to a huge, bearded guerrillero called El Fraile, who turned out to be a genuine Franciscan friar and ordained priest.
Mm-hmm.
Fitzroy? Alex? Is there anybody there? Orderly officer.
Did you call, sir?
Where's Major Somerset? Where's Captain Gordon? Where the devil is everybody?
Probably at the wedding, my lord.
Wedding? What wedding? Who the hell has taken it into his or her head to get married while Battle is still burning?
I'm not sure, my lord. I heard it was someone in the 95th. Could it be someone called Smith, sir?
Smith? That fellow in the rifles, do you mean? Yes, it sounds like it. Yes, I should think that's exactly who it is.
Gentlemen, may I interrupt this wonderful party just for a moment? I would just like to drink a toast to Don Julian Sanchez and his shadows who have made all this possible. Don Julian! And one more toast to those friends who cannot be here today. To absent friends, may they rest in peace.
Music! Juanita, I long to kiss you.
I do. But first, tell me, please, your name again.
That must be the most original remark ever made by a bride to her groom. I was christened Henry.
Henry?
Henry.
Oh, Enrique.
Harry, explain to me how you found time during the siege of Badajoz to lay siege also to my friend, Juanita.
That's easy. I took her by storm.
It may be a comfort to you to know, Senor Sanchez, that this morning Lord Wellington gave orders for a gallows to be erected in the main square.
For the benefit of his own troops, I hope.
A gallows has a very sobering effect on a certain type of Englishman.
Yes, Costello?
You know Patsy Cochran's widow, sir?
That pretty girl with the donkey?
That's the one, sir. Well, the poor thing is very lonely, and she's a good, clean girl. And I was thinking that perhaps Mrs. Smith would need a maidservant, and they could maybe keep each other company when we're on service.
Yeah, send her along tomorrow, Costello.
Very well, sir.
Pity you didn't invite the Commander-in-Chief, Harry.
Oh, I didn't have the nerve.
Oh, Lord Wellington loves a good party.
Orderly officer.
Sir?
When anybody who normally works at my headquarters deigns to return to duty from weddings, balls, picnics, or whatever social engagements they're attending, tell them that the Commander-in-Chief is in his office wasting his time because he cannot move his army without a staff.
Very good, my lord.
To Miss Harriet Wilson, 22 Dover Street, London. My dear, pretty little Harriet, what the devil's this I hear about you having no money? Do you not recollect when we last met that I said I feared lest you might get in some sort of scrape when I went back to Spain? Where the devil is Argyle? He's certainly not out here fighting the French, so why shouldn't he pay your debts? Meanwhile, here's a draft on Coutts, which is all I can afford at this moment. I remember you shed a tear when I told you I was off to Spain. I treasure the memory of that tear because there's no humbug about you. I've thought of you often enough since. Indeed, not so long ago, I dreamt you came out on my staff, dressed as a light dragoon.
And what a very pretty sight Harriet Wilson would have made as a light dragoon. Alas for the Peninsular Army that she never appeared thus attired. She did get Lord Wellington's letter, though.
Why, here's a piece of pork and greens, Fanny.
Oh, how's that, Harriet?
Some money from an old beau. Tra-la-la.
What luck. Mine are all too mean. Well, which one is it that gives you money?
Why, the great and glorious wonder of his age, Lord Wellington, no less.
From Spain? How does he do?
Oh, he's going on famously. Thanks to his complete lack of sensibility, his indifference to bloodshed and his excellent luck. I don't mean he has no notion about commanding an army. Au contraire, for no one has ever slaughtered so many Frenchmen. But I have to say, he cuts a poor figure in a lady's boudoir. But God bless him all the same. He's the only one to put his hand in his pocket and expect nothing for his money. Enrique!
What is it, my love?
Come and see.
Oh, it's the French POWs. We've been holding them here in Badajoz.
POWs?
Prisoners of war.
Where are they being taken?
Oh, I don't know. The officers will probably be shipped to England to keep them out of mischief. Now, I can't imagine what it must have been like for you living under the enemy, poor dumb.
It improved my French.
Oh, you spoke to them?
Well, I had to. I worked in the town hall, and I can tell you, I learned quite a lot.
What a lot we've got to learn about each other, sweetheart.
I would like you to kiss me.
Not here, darling. Who's that tall fellow staring at you, Juanita?
Well.
There.
No, Capitan. Au revoir.
Who is that damn fellow?
Capitan Sula. He was the French officer in charge of the town hall. I worked for him.
Have I reason to be jealous, Juanita?
Of course not. He has a wife and a little boy he loves very much. They live near Bordeaux.
All the same, I'd rather it was farewell, not au revoir.
But it makes me feel so sad.
War's a sad business, darling. Oh, look. Here comes Johnny Kincaid, remember?
Yes.
You met him at the wedding. He's just been made adjutant. Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
You look a bit put out, old fellow. What's up?
I've just seen the Frencher who gave me this horse. A bit embarrassing, really.
Fortunes of war, old boy.
That's not what I came to see you about.
Would you excuse us, darling? Johnny and I need to talk shop.
I need to help Jenny Cochrane tidy up the tank.
There's a spot of bother, Harry.
What?
It just happens that our friend Sanchez is a close friend, or perhaps relative, I don't know, of the Mother Superior of the convent in Badajoz.
And?
Some of the nuns were raped.
I wouldn't put anything past the 3rd Division.
3rd Division were not in that sector of the town.
Oh. Well, who was it then?
I Company. Your old 13 platoon.
Damn their eyes. Why can't they ever keep out of trouble?
I'm afraid it's serious, Harry. You see, the Mother Superior, Madre Soledad, is not just any old nun. She's something to do with British intelligence.
Domine adjutor et protector nostra, adjuna nos, et gloria conet caro nostra.
Do you know what my nuns are praying for, Julian?
I have little Latin, madre.
They're asking for something they can never have, poor things. They're praying for the restoration of their chastity. I'm sorry, I never normally weep.
If I could have got my men into the town sooner.
Oh, you did what you could. Well, I had better get on with the cleaning up.
You mop like a real professional.
Oh, I did enough when I was a novice. You never saw such a mess. They even defecated in the chapel.
Good God.
But I suppose cleaning it all up is a good exercise in humility.
The English are more brutish than the French.
To defile God's house. It is they themselves who are defiled.
They'd all be hanged if I had anything to do with it.
We have forgiven them already, Julian. But what do I do if any of my nuns are pregnant? There is nothing in canon law to cover that.
I cannot forgive myself for not getting here earlier.
Oh, it has happened to thousands. Which is something that all of us who take the veil are prepared to suffer in Christ's name. Any news from Monsignor Curtis?
None of our Irish friends have been able to get through. But I'll know when we get to Salamanca.
Monsignor Curtis, principal of the Irish College in Salamanca, was the center of Lord Wellington's intelligence service in northern Spain. Madre Soledad in Badajoz and Julian Sanchez in the mountains west of Salamanca were two other elements of it. With the Badajoz area cleared of the French, Salamanca was our commander-in-chief's next objective. With the army on the march again, Harry Smith had his duties to occupy him. Juanita, new to campaigning, was put together with Jenny Cochran in the baggage train in charge of Rifleman West, Harry's soldier servant and groom. Harry's charger was a reliable animal I once owned called Old Chap. But he had a reserve horse, a fiery little chestnut thoroughbred called Chiquito.
This is a dull creature to ride, West.
Oh, no, ma'am. He's a poor thing we picked up in Portugal for baggage. But this paddy I'm on wouldn't be no good to you. He's got a nice nature, but he doesn't know where to put his feet.
What about Chiquito?
Oh, well, Chiquito's a thoroughbred. You're talking about a full horse who just wants to go. We'd never see you again, missus, if we put you on him.
Cozy in his little tent.
Oh, I'm so happy, sweetheart.
Enrique?
Yes, my love?
Who is that fair lady I often see riding? She looks very pleased with herself.
Fair lady? Oh, you mean Lady Wargrave.
Does she ride a thoroughbred?
Oh, sure to. Her husband commands a cavalry regiment.
What is the difference between a thoroughbred and any other horse?
A thoroughbred is a strong and beautiful animal with a mind and a will of its own that needs a skilled and bold rider to get the best out of him. By comparison, an ordinary hack is little more than a vehicle.
So, I am riding a vehicle?
Well, in a sense. But when you've had more experience...
I can ride Chiquito.
Well... Not Chiquito, but,
He is a Spaniard like me, Enrique. We would understand each other.
Perhaps you would, too. You're a little thoroughbred yourself.
And you like riding.
Hey, now, haven't we seen you before somewhere?
Perhaps.
I've got a feeling you're the young lady what married one of our officers.
Oh, yes, I am. Harry Smith.
Come again.
Please.
What name did you say?
Harry Smith.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Smith. This is Mrs. Smith.
You're making fun of me, no?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. No disrespect intended. They're a wicked lot, the lads of 13 for 10. And they do like to have a bit of fun.
I am pleased to make your acquaintance, senores. You were my husband's platoon, no?
You can say we're pretty well known to Mr. I beg his pardon, Captain Smith. He must be missing us now he's been promoted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure when he goes to bed at night, he says, oh, what well, have Paul Pongo Cricket and Billy Doubleday all right? When he wakes up in the morning, he says, oh, what the hell Sniper Jackman and Bulletproof Palmer off today? That he miss, eh?
Now, Jackman, that'll do. Hey, but I'm going to make some introductions, Mrs. Smith. Seeing as how we're going to be campaigning together. Now, that there's Rifleman Sniper Jackman. Bit of jailbait if ever there was one.
I do.
Now, that sorrowful-looking creature is Rifleman Billy Doubleday. Keep your hand on your small change when he's around. Hey, and that's Rifleman Palmer, otherwise known as the bombproof man, because he's so thick, no weapon invented will go through him.
And you, senor, who are you?
Tell the lady the truth, Pongo.
I'm Sergeant Prickett. That was Sergeant mine. No common rifleman like this here.
Rifleman, best man in the army!
I look forward to getting to know you all better. Perhaps you would like it if I cook for you one day.
Oh, well, that's an awful wee bit silly to refuse, I like.
Hey, what can you cook, missus?
I could make you a good puchero, maybe.
What's that, lady? It's stew, dummy.
Hey, Mrs. Smith's gonna cook us up a stew.
Yeah, and I can hear something else and all.
There is thunder, yes?
No, Mrs. Smith, that's not thunder. It's something you'll hear plenty more of now you're up the sharp end with the rifles.
What is it?
That's gunfire, Mrs. Smith.
Bernie's gone to Russia. Crossed the Dnieper on 12th of June.
A bit late in the year, isn't it, my lord?
All the more chance for him to catch a bad cold.
Fighting a war on two fronts? That's not a good idea, is it, sir?
No, don't underestimate the Corsican, Fitzroy. I've always told myself that in case I ever met him face to face. Although that seems unlikely now.
Any orders, my lord?
Yes. Find out if there are any fords over the rivers Agada and the Tormes.
Oh, so you intend to...
Take Salamanca. See my old friend, Monsignor Curtis, there. Sir, talking of the religious, it's been reported that the convent in Badajoz was desecrated. Some nuns raped. If I find out who did it, I'll hang them.
The provost marshal is looking into it, General.
And let him look sharp.
Juanita!
John! What on earth's the matter?
Sweetheart, answer me, please. Darling, I can't bear it. Tell me what's happened. What's that in your hand? A gold medal?
Read the bike!
Rosario Gallare, 12th of May, 1809.
Sister Rosario, my best friend at the convent.
Did she give it to you? I still don't understand, darling.
A wedding present.
A wedding present? Who from?
I don't know. Some soldier from your platoon.
Oh, my God. Darling, dry your eyes now. We're moving on. Come on, you're in the army now.
Yes, I am in the army. Sweet Mary, Mother of God, may no harm have come to Sister Rosario.
In our approach march to Salamanca, in crossing the Agada River, we were hit by a storm of incredible ferocity. Several cavalry horses were killed by lightning. Many bolted.
Come on, Mrs. Bellamy! Here, this is a shallow part. Come on!
He won't move! I can't make him move!
Give him the whip, miss! Give him the whip!
Oh, he's frightened! He won't go forward or back! Can't move him! God!
Hold on, Mrs. I'll come back and get you!
Juanita! Are you in trouble?
I can't make this mother of a whore move!
Stay where you are!
I can't do anything else!
Right, sir. Come on up, you bloody animal. There you are, Juanita. You're on hard ground now. Got the rain, West?
I've got it, sir.
You'll be all right now, Juanita. Don't cry.
I am crying with anger and shame.
Ah, there you are, Mrs. Tent's up in case it comes on to rain again.
Thank you, West.
Oh, the captain's coming now. You get inside. I'll go and get his horse.
Then I'll try and find Jenny Cochran. She and her burro probably got held up on a river.
I'd rather have her burro than that pig of a Portuguese horse.
West?
Here we are, sir. Madam's inside and not very happy with the day's events.
Oh dear. Thank you, West. Hello, darling. Johnny Kincaid's been telling me you've had your baptism of fire today.
Fire? What's that to me? Fire? I was nearly drowned by that cow of a horse. And I'm never going to ride him again. Never.
Why? What happened, darling?
You think I like to look like an imbecile in front of the whole brigade? It's bad enough looking like a peasant woman going to market on that Portuguese objed, while Lady Waldegrave swaggers by on a thoroughbred. From now on, I ride Chiquito, or I walk.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I had a word with the Royal Horse Artillery Saddler, and he's come up with something rather clever.
What are you talking about?
Look in that sack.
Enrique! A side saddle!
And I'll tell West to put it on Chiquito when we march in the morning.
Oh, Enrique! I love you so much!
Oh!
On the morning of the 22nd of July, 1812, the French and British armies were facing each other east of Salamanca, where two hills called the Arapiles dominated the terrain. For reasons unknown, young Marshal Marmont was performing a series of inexplicable manoeuvres which Lord Wellington was watching intently while refreshing himself with a chicken leg.
What do you see, Alex?
I see a gap between the French left and the centre. Yes, I think they may have overextended themselves, my lord.
Give me the glass.
Yes, sir.
My God, Alex, that'll do. Is General Pakenham here?
I'm here, my lord.
Ned, you see those fellows on the left-hand hill?
I do.
Throw your 3rd Division at them and send them to the devil.
Yes, sir.
Pierce, thrown away nearly a whole chicken leg.
The soft and friendlies, them's ours, missus. Loud and nasties, them's theirs coming our way.
You soon get to know the difference, Ma.
I can tell already, Jenny. The nasties are getting nastier every minute.
His lordship likes to get started early so he can get through by supper time.
What's happening up there now?
We're advancing by the sound of things.
Do you think it would be all right for me to exercise Chiquito?
Just round the baggage lines, ma'am.
Good.
You know what, missus? It's not the captain, begging his pardon, that's taught you to ride. I reckon it's Chiquito.
Lord Wellington, sir!
Yes, Smith, what can I do for you?
General Vandeleur of the 1st Light Brigade says, are there any orders for him?
No, sir. You may tell General Vandeleur with my compliments to stand down. It's all over by the shouting. We'll be in Salamanca for breakfast. What's this, though?
God.
A pretty gal on a chestnut pony on the battlefield. You see that, Alex?
Indeed I do, sir. Do you see Harry?
No. Hold hard there! That lady on the chestnut! You're riding into hounds, ma'am. Be so good as to leave the field.
She's pulled up. She's waving to us.
Oh, my God.
Pretty gal, Alex. Wonder who she is.
Your face is very red, Smith. Caught the sun, have you?